The April 16th meeting of the Friends of the Carson City Library Board of Directors will now come to order. And we'll start with roll call.
Still Patton?
Joe Broll, stuffing his face.
Patty Ferguson.
Jan Vies.
Sandy Asheroff.
Phyllis Patton.
Connie Latterman.
Okay, that is a quorum, if I counted right. And seeing no members of the public, do any of you have anything you would like to sneak in here at this time that wasn't on the agenda? Okay, I thought I had something, but I don't remember what it was, so. Next up is it.
I just saw a car back in there.
I wouldn't worry about it.
No. Oh, not me either.
Approval of the minutes. Did all of you read the minutes that were sent out for both the March Board of Directors meeting and the retreat meeting?
Yeah.
Did anybody find anything in there that needed to be changed or modified? Where's Linda? Okay, good. If not, I will accept the motion to accept the meeting.
Move to accept the minutes of both meetings.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay. Good. Next we move on to the treasurer's financial positions and the income expense report for March and through March from January. Did everybody look those over?
Any questions?
Anybody have any questions of Sandy this time? She worked really hard, and we all worked really hard to get them all to say the same thing. And we finally got them to agree, right?
I have something I'd like to recommend.
Let's make a motion on these things.
We don't have
first.
To move to the treasurer's report, do we?
No, we'll just say that it's okay to accept them as they are.
It's okay.
Okay.
We did have a motion last time.
We don't really need a motion. Okay. We just need to accept them as written.
Is that found in Robert's Rules of Order?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No,
all right, so now bring up.
So did we accept them?
Yes. Yes, did everybody say
make
they
a motion
accept them?
To accept them if you'd like. If you don't trust Robert.
I don't trust you.
Okay, all those in favor of accepting the minutes, the treasurer's report as given?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, we have quite a bit of money in the checking account. I would like to either create a CD account at Wells Fargo or one of our banks and remove about $50,000 or more to that account from the checking account. We don't need that much money in the checking account. Our average income every month runs between $68,000 and $8,000. If we leave 10 or 20 in there, we're covered for everything. So I'd like the board's approval to open a CD account and move about $50,000 or $60,000 to that account.
Do you really want to put it in a CD?
Well, it's up for a discussion.
Then you can't get to it if you need it for an emergency.
Well, I could lock. Can't you lock it in for a certain amount of time?
Well, yeah.
Three months or six months or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
City National is the only one that pays us any interest, so I could stick it back there too.
Fargo doesn't have interest bearing on their money market.
I have an appointment to talk to the lady about the CDs if you guys make that decision.
Okay.
The penalty for early withdrawal with the interest rates is nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
I mean,
true.
Really, if it's less than 1% as a penalty, you know, okay, big deal. It turns out to be about 8%.
And we've already paid the library for the year, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all money that's ours just there if we need it. But
right.
Yeah. Okay.
And any big items that the library needs, I've been writing checks on City National.
Yeah.
I don't take it out of checking.
Right.
So checking isn't earning us anything at all.
Right. So that's not the best place for all that to be sitting. So I guess if you do a CD, I would just recommend you don't make it a long-term one.
Okay.
Maybe 6 months max, because interest should start going up.
Okay.
Have you looked at interest rates lately on CDs?
No, I haven't.
I saw something on the internet that said they are going up.
Okay.
Now.
So 6 months.
They're 1.8 at Bank of the West for 13 months.
How much?
1.8. Bank of the West.
Yeah, Bank of the... Oh, God, that's so far out of town.
Okay. Well, look around and do what you think is best. Okay.
For me, who has to schlep up there. You know, I do that with parks.
You know, Wells Fargo will offer you 0.8.
I don't know what they offered. I have to talk to them.
I looked it up here the other day.
Oh, did you?
I know City Nationals is not very high either.
No.
This new bank, over our credit union over here on 50, has a pretty good interest rate on CDs, but I don't know if you have to open an account there to get that kind of stuff. So
I use Mutual of Omaha, too.
Okay.
That's a little closer to you.
Okay. I will look into it, as long as I know that I can move that money.
Just online.
Right.
Okay. And, on top of that, in order to keep it fluid, I would like to, every quarter, take out what our net income is, and stick it in a savings account or in the CD.
Okay.
Just to keep it fluid so that we have money coming out of there and going someplace where it's going to earn some interest.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to ask every quarter permission.
I think that sounds like a good idea, so.
Good. That's all I have.
Okay. Anybody who disagrees with that?
How does that work with the new formula for giving the library net profit?
It wouldn't change. The net profit will still be the same at the end of the year. All I'm doing is taking the money out of the checking account and putting it in another vehicle. The dollar amount at the end of the year would still remain the same. So if we're looking at, if we're making $8,000 in January, it's on paper that we made $8,000. I just physically move $8,000 from the checking to the other bank.
Is that going? But if I understand it, the proposal is net profit to the library.
That's correct.
Well, it wasn't the 100% of the net profit.
No, it's a
we first calculated the net profit and what the profit margin was. And we gave the library all but around $1,200 or $1,400 of it, which was $39,000.
About that, a little bit more.
And we just kept $1,000 if we had an emergency. And that's, we'll do that at the end of each year because the net profit is likely to change.
So you're not gonna give a check to the library every month for net profit?
No. No.
Just annually.
Yeah. She gave it to her in March, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's on paper, really, only.
Until they make their report at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can check around and do what you think is best.
Yeah, I have an appointment with Wells Fargo, and then I do go to Bank of the West once a month for Parks and Rec, so I can ask them to what they've got.
Okay.
And then who is the other one, Bill?
One other question.
Mutual.
Mutual. One other question I had is, where is the money, the savings now?
It's all over the place. We have money in City National, we have money in U.S. Bank, and we have money in Wells Fargo.
The only reason I'm saying is, if you're looking at interest, you might want to double check those now. Because as Phil points out, interest rates are rising.
Yeah.
And some of the banks are not... They're a little slow to pick up.
Right.
Bank of America, particularly, I think, is
City National is too.
The biggest banks are always the slowest.
In there,
so. Yeah, okay.
U.S. Bank is the biggest one now, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you have to see what they have.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay. Patty, you have your report for Browser's Corner?
Well, it's included in the packet.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I'd like to add is that when we had our food drive, we sent 237 pounds of food to Ron Wood. And I was very pleased with that. It made up for the one we had before that wasn't so successful. And other than that, you know, the store's busy, everything's good.
Good. Okay. Like I said, Sina was back to work today, I believe, was her first official day back to work. although she was out attending meetings and events last week because I saw her, some of them. She's doing quite well after her surgery, so she'll be back in full force soon, I think. She said the only thing she really had to tell us all was to remind you of the Board of Supervisors budget review meeting on Thursday, the 19th, to make sure that somebody was there to speak up and say, hey, we really do need you to give the library these three supplemental things that they requested. And I have already sent my comments in because I told her I couldn't be there. She said, that's fine, I'll see that they get them. So I don't know who else might be going.
That's April 19th?
April 19th.
This week.
And it's the afternoon session, which I believe the agenda said would start around 2 p.m. because they don't break from lunch till after. So I don't remember what
time. Is it kind of a freewheeling session where people are just roaming around talking?
No. That one was a week or so ago, and that wasn't quite what it used to be either. This one is their actual board meeting where say something to them, you have to go up front and stand and give them your name and tell them what you're doing. The three things we want, by the way, are a $15,000 a year increase in their line item budget for hourly paid people, part-timers and temporary people. We would like them to match the $5,000 that they're going to use of our money to buy computers. And then after they do those two things, we want them to be sure to recheck to make sure that the line item for books is at least 10% of the total budget. And sometimes when you make increases in other things in the budget, they forget to go back and check that. Because if that's not 10% of the budget, then we're not eligible for any of those grants that we get through the state. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that they keep that at 10%. So, and I did check with her, or sent her a note this morning, email this morning, and I did hear back from her that she had done it. We were having trouble getting the hours corrected on the reader board for the store. And I did find out that she's the only one over there that has the ability to go in and change things like that at this time. So I told her, I said, please change our hours on the reader board. And I noticed when we were over there earlier, it is now changed. So she did that. I think that was it. So we will move on to item 7, the budget chairman's report.
Well, just briefly, after the 3 months of the year gone, and net income is $8,264. That's $1,522 better than budget, so that's a good place to be at the end of 3 months. Yep. And Connie, in accordance with your comment last time, I have recalendarized the membership budget so that it's now based on the number of memberships due by month.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Anybody have any questions? Okay. All the other committee reports are in here in the back of your packet as committee reports. Patty pointed out to me, she says, I don't know where you got this name under the story. And I looked at it and I said, well, that's a result of doing this late at night and cutting and pasting and typos. So I don't know how I got C-H-A-I-T out of Julie, but there it goes. So there was not a whole lot of activity in our committees this month. Okay. Anybody have anything they want to add or ask about any of those things? Okay. Just for information only tonight, in item 9, I have, you can pass these out. Mm-hmm. One for you.
Yeah.
Did you print yours out? Some of you, if you didn't print them out, here they are.
Wow.
These are the bylaws and all of the job descriptions done with all the things that was recommended that we remove in red font, all the things that were recommended be added in green font. So I'm going to suggest that you read through this whole thing and kind of make sure when you move from black print to green print, make sure that it still flows, that in my, you know, how you see what you want to see there sometimes after a while, make sure that it flows correctly. And if you see anything that doesn't make sense, jot it down. I did talk to every person who holds one of these jobs to get their input. So I think they're pretty descriptive of what the person who's holding the job presently thinks they are. So take them over, take them home, read them over, jot down anything that you think needs to still be changed or whatever. Bring them back in May, and we will discuss them and vote on them in May. Okay?
It is May already.
No, at our May meeting. It will be May, yeah. Jeez. Okay?
It's April.
No, at the May meeting on whatever that date is.
It's going to be May before you can do anything.
Did you get one?
I have several copies.
Okay. We did finally get our retreat held. Most of you were there on April 2nd. We had a lively discussion, a good lunch, thanks to Bill. But when I walked away from it and got home, I'm not sure we accomplished anything. But there were a lot of ideas and comments brought up. Some of them we're going to address further down here, and some of them we'll address as time goes by. But a couple of these were semi-urgent, so I put them on the agenda for today. There was a quorum at that meeting, and so, you know, most everybody, like I said, was... Two of you here tonight were not able to be at that meeting, so you will have the minutes from that meeting you can go over and check, and then a couple of them that were there that day are not here tonight. So I think between the two meetings, we will have had all 12 people involved. So if there's nothing else there, we will move on. Item 11 is about the 4th of July event. Patty, did you want to kind of bring up what we discussed that day, or did I take you by surprise? Or did you want me to do that part?
You go with it.
Well, first of all, I was hoping Joe would be here. He told me he was going to try, but he was suffering from a migraine again, because I did ask him if he would take over fundraising chair, and he did not answer me that question in my... But anyhow... The 4th of July event was brought up at the retreat. Some people thought it should be just a perk for members, but have members only in attendance. Some people thought we should not sell tickets ahead of time, but we should be available for the food, the people to just buy food from the vendors that were there or whatever. So there was no real decision made on it. But July is going to be here before we know it. The DJ has already contacted me and said, are you going to be doing your 4th of July event again this year? I said, I don't know. Give me 10 days and I'll let you know. It's tonight. I have to let him know. Food vendors, you want to find out about them before you get them to come on a holiday when they have to find people who will want to work on a holiday and all that stuff. So we need to get moving on this. So I guess the big question is, do we want to do it to make money, or do we want to do it, and I don't know how for sure you do this, in an open area, keep it to members only?
That was going to be my comment, is you cannot cordon off the area.
Right.
There might be some fire law restrictions and
right.
stuff like that, so
yeah.
You either open it up to everyone or...
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound nasty, but how many of our members are going to show up if the New Year's Eve party, and how much interest will there be among our members?
I don't know. I'm not going to go out and wrangle them up myself. I had thought of several good old-fashioned games we could have the kids play out there on the lawn part, you know, and stuff like that. But we need two or three people to get together, discuss it, decide a time, what, you know, all of that sort of stuff.
And it's almost the first
before time. Memorial Day.
We're running out of time.
Yes. Is there anybody that wants to take over running it?
I don't think you're getting a big affirmative response here. Most of this stuff that we talked about is totally dependent upon a spark plug.
Right.
You know, if Joe's not going to jump in and do it again, then I think this thing's going to drift for a while, so I just tell everybody we're working on it.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we only made like $400 in profit.
Mm-hmm. How much work did you do for $400?
Right.
For a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is everything you do to make money.
Right. That's true. You usually get a larger response.
Well, it was the first time that we've done it, for one thing.
The fact that you now have it second year enrolled, increase the
interest I don't know.
I think it has a lot of potential if we can gather enough warm bodies to put it together. I will be willing to help.
Okay. I'll see what.
We all helped last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and if you get somebody who said, okay, this is what we have to do. You do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, mm-hmm. instead of waiting around and saying, well, who's supposed to be doing this?
The hard part is the vendors, the food trucks, you know?
Yeah, and that's something
because
you can't wait on.
And you can't guarantee them a certain number of people.
And that was
a problem last time.
They wanted to know how many.
Right.
I couldn't tell them.
Right.
Right.
And I know they were disappointed.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want us to have the responsibility of them taking a hit.
Right. Right. And I don't know what to do about that.
It seems we might want to take a pass on this summer. Mm-hmm. And then, in the meantime, try to assess if there are any people who really love this event and want to make it mm-hmm. what you said, which is for kids games like three-legged
family,
race, sack
Fourth
race,
of July party, yeah.
climb the greasy pole, whatever,
right, yeah.
the old-fashioned on the lawn there. But that would have to be someone who takes it on and says, I will organize mm-hmm. this event mm-hmm. for next year. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have plenty of time. But the first thing would be to get someone that thinks it's a great event and you want to commit to it. And I don't think we ought to go forward until we have that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, then.
So I would,
based on what,
say,
what happened at the last
no
meeting
one,
and tonight, that I would say it's definitely not happening in this
exactly,
year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep it in the, you know, the bucket of events that might be possible.
Okay, yeah, then we can maybe get a committee together that would start, like, by the end of the year or something, working on next year. Yeah. And it is hard. It's hard if you don't know how many people are coming to get vendors. It's even harder mm-hmm. if you're doing it on a holiday, and I'm sure it's not easy for them to get workers mm-hmm. to come out on a holiday. So you got to guarantee them a pretty good
The Mexican truck was very amenable. I mean, they have enough trucks and enough bodies to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the problem. It was the food.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking the food and being guaranteed who's going to eat it.
Right, right.
So
is it held over there because it's in proximity to
yes,
seeing
it's a great
the,
view for
because
the
I'm never here on the 4th I go
right.
out of town
right.
so that's why
that's
a prime spot
there. Right
so I'm just trying to think to have a small family entry fee might work. No,
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things we could toss around, but obviously between now and 4th of July, that's not going
to
happen.
Oh, no, I don't mean for this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just throwing
thinking out.
Yeah.
Well, jot down, you know, ideas that you think of, and somebody, hopefully somebody will come forward and take this on. But I do think it should be, if it's going to happen at all, should be as a fundraiser. Because there's no way you can just keep a wide open parking lot and lawn open, say, okay, I'm sorry, you can't come in if you don't have a membership card. It just wouldn't work, I don't think.
And for those who forgot their membership
card. Right. Okay, so we're our action on this is that we're going to table this for now and hope that we can get a committee together for next year. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Another couple of things that were talked about at the retreat was how to get our organization more recognition, and there were some questions thrown out about chamber thingies. Do they still do the mixers? Do they still do the letting you host things? Do they still have their ad in the Nevada Appeal? I contacted the Chamber of Commerce and got answers to all those questions.
It's yes to all the above.
Well, almost, yes. They do still do their monthly ads in the newspaper. And on the back of your packet, you should have a list, or maybe it's in the comparison sheets over there, of what the rates are for that. They're very reasonable. The only thing I don't know for sure is if we can change them from, you know, month to month, or if they just use
don't
the same
you get
one.
Something for being a member?
That is it. It's a special rate for chamber members to be on the special page on the, I think it's the last Sunday of the month.
No, I mean, for $225, don't we get
a free ad?
A free ad?
No.
Some of the gun.
So it is possible. I think it was probably like a business card sized ad. I didn't measure it. Was like $60 for the whole year.
Mm.
You know, something like that. You just work with the Nevada Appeal and tell them you're a part of the Chamber's Sunday business ad things. It will be hard to advertise some things if we don't know ahead of time, and it'll be extremely hard if they don't let us change the ad from month to month. Those are things I still haven't found out. But that is still available. What we hosted before, I think, was a breakfast one time and maybe the evening mixer another time. They don't do the breakfast anymore because their attendance was so low it didn't make it worth their while. They only do the mixer now on the third Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Pashek has volunteered to be our ambassador. I think she will be excellent. She knows a lot of those business people already. She likes to talk. She's already got her books and is ready to go for this week. So that will be good. As far as hosting one, there have been some changes made in how they do it. And there is a list there if you want to. I sent it to you in the packet, whether y'all read it or not. And it is on the table over there. There are some rules and regulations, and because they have so many businesses that would like to do this, you can only do it once every 2 years, because I had asked about could
mm-hmm.
we do one here and one over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be big enough where you could hold 35 to 40 people. I'm not sure we can do that in this building.
Yeah, you can.
And it,
you take the things are out there.
You can't take those things out. You can take these out.
Take the tables out.
Tables out.
Yeah.
You could move those over to the corner.
No.
Sandy, they weigh a ton.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
They are extremely heavy.
Empty.
They're full.
Mm-hmm. And now they're full.
Right. And the first one they have available is the night before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Good time. Wow. What about next year? Have they got their calendar set up for next year?
All she mentioned was January, so I don't know whether they've started. I can ask what next year is like.
since the day before Thanksgiving probably wouldn't bring out a lot of people.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
We might want to think about postponing that event until
try to get on the early.
Yes, yeah. Get on the calendar for next year, and then we can plan what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's on a Wednesday, and I think she said it lasts for an hour and a half. Seems like it was 5:30 to 7 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's only a couple hours.
Yeah. To do it here, we can only do that in the wintertime because we're open to 6 in the summertime. So, they, you know,
well,
and
we can
to do
have
it
people
at,
come in and shop, too.
And to do it at the library,
then
they're open
this.
To 8 on Wednesdays, but we could probably get into the digitorium. I'm not sure. And show them around. I would like to, somebody asked me or told me what we should do is get a virtual reality program made of walking around here in this store. If we could get them over to the library, which is much bigger and roomier, and let them try out the virtual reality, which I believe is there now, with this tour of the store, then we could hit both, you know, two things with one stone.
Is there anything in the fire code that says we have to have so many people in this building? Is there a ceiling on how many?
No, because we are not set up as a place where a whole amount of people come all at once. We're a store where they're always coming and going.
But considering our square footage here, that we could have 35 people here going onto the back rooms and everything,
mm-hmm.
we could do it here.
Excuse me. Yeah. What exactly happens at the mixer?
You serve?
No, I was going to say, Marilyn's going to be able to tell us more about that after she's been to a couple. She can tell us what kind of food they serve and all that.
I've been to them. They usually have food of some kind.
And wine.
People, mill around, talk to each other about their businesses if they're interested.
It would be a good idea to get the bookstore out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would.
It really would.
If we get, well...
Oh.
See, this is it. They need a table right near the door for signing in.
And raffle prizes.
They need a table for raffle prizes. They need a table for food. And so that takes up a lot of your space.
Yeah, it does.
But if they just want to stand around, shoulder to shoulder, that's fine. Walk around and...
And this is the only room.
Cocktail party style. You're milling.
Yeah.
And you serve food and they want to get... Everybody's business cards thrown into a
pot,
bowl,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know that the Refresh just had an open house and people came, but I think it could use another visit to the library and to our bookstore here.
Yeah, I did send Beverly back and say, could we do it? Say in the library, but start here and then end up over there, so where all the people kind of are in one big place.
I'm wondering if you could close off the street.
Well, the last time we had it in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It was outside in that little courtyard they have over there.
Right.
And in the summertime.
And they were offering tours, and I don't think anybody went inside the library.
No.
Just to get out to where the food booth was.
Yeah.
But we should have an inside because that's what we want them to look at.
See, we shut the door.
We're talking about browsers.
Mm-hmm.
Not the library.
Both. We're talking about both.
Well, you better define where we're at.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand whether we're trying to set up publicity for browsers or we're trying to set up publicity for the library. I mean, if you wanted to hold this thing, wanted to hold a mixer, you could do it in the summer and block off our parking lot and kind of throw some. I mean, I don't know who did the design for the New Year's Eve party, but that was beautiful in my opinion. I don't know how that all came.
You mean the design?
Well, that back wall and.
Oh.
I mean,
Phyllis did that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, somebody with a little bit of eye could, you know, have some sheriff's office type streamers around on some pylons and something beautiful, and you know, and then you got tables with a tablecloth on them, and people could come.
They could eat in here and meal out there and whatever.
Yeah. If the food's in here, that would get them inside.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what do you want them inside for?
Just so they could take a tour
of the
place.
Are you selling things?
So they could, well, if you had different things in different rooms, that would make them go to the different rooms.
Like good books.
Idea. No,
I thought maybe
drinks
books
in one room, food in another room.
Good idea, Linda.
That's a good
because
idea, Linda.
That's what stores do.
Yes.
Right.
You know, you put things people want in the four corners of the market.
Right.
So that people...
They have to go more than just to go look in and out. Yeah.
Has Terry Vance written a great article about the Browser's Bookstore recently?
Not recently, no.
Because she is such a good writer. She would come and interview you guys and then make a Sunday article, human interest style. You know, does the community know what Browser's Bookstore does for our library and all the volunteer hours that go in here and those kinds of questions being highlighted and promoted?
Sure, I mean, I'm sure she would if we ask. But then again, that will be a part of the...
Have we ever won a silver dollar for what we donate to the library? You know how they have the little silver, the little nickel and the silver dollar? Have we ever gotten a silver dollar for our donations?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, no, but ask them.
Yeah.
If you qualify.
Okay.
Gives you a little blurb.
That's true. So we should do it in the summertime. And I don't know if they change their hours for summertime or not, so people can do things outside.
No, they have to accommodate the workers.
They have to accommodate
the workers. So mostly it starts after 5 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
These are all businesses that show up.
Right. Yeah. And apparently they're showing up quite well for the mixer.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So, because now they're using
$5 for booze.
Beer and wine, and
Well, when I was doing it, I asked for donations, because we're doing it at the library. So I would pour a glass of wine and ask for a donation. And the only one that wouldn't do it was Ronnie's husband. So I went after him. but everybody else was accommodating.
So you think we could accommodate the 35 to 40 people?
Absolutely.
That it has to be big enough to hold. Okay, well, I will contact her and see how early we can get
on
schedule.
And she's over at Carson City Visitors Bureau. That's her
chamber.
Home base.
This is the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber.
I know.
Terry is a
visitor.
Talking
about
Terry.
Oh, okay.
And an article.
Right, and then that would be a good time to have an article when you're doing something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Or even if we would have the date in that article.
Right.
If we could just
come and see
link the two.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we kind of have to do, is start coordinating these things.
Well, there is a charge to the public if they want to go to those things. There isn't for members, but there is a charge to the public, so... I don't know how many people would walk in off the street.
What's the charge?
I think it's $10 to $15, something like that.
Yeah, they might think twice on that.
Say that again?
They might think twice on that, $10 to $15. $5, they'd probably go for.
Right, yeah.
It's just...
Yeah,
just
guests price have to pay their visitors or whatever.
Right. Okay, so we do want to move forward then on these things, depending on what they're...
Yes.
Calendar looks like and all of that. Okay, that is good. We probably should do that in the form of a motion.
I move.
Yeah.
Let me see. that we pursue the chamber for setting up a mixer and also the monthly ad in the newspaper.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Number 13. two ideas were brought up at the retreat about membership. One of them was that we create a survey to send out to our membership. And two ways that we could think of right off the bat was to send them out when Marilyn sends out, or Jolena sends out the reminders that their dues are about to expire.
Oh, thank you.
To send it out with that. And the other, and then to put it in the quarterly newsletter. So the first one of that would be at the end of June. And Jolena will be on vacation until the second week in May, I think, something like that.
I believe she comes back to work about the 19th-ish of May.
So she wouldn't be able to send them out until June either, because she's already left her May reminders with Patty to put in the mail at the end of this month. So that she just passed out a draft that Jolena and Patty and I sat down and came up with the other morning, and wanted to get input from you. We don't have to do all that tonight. Take a look at it, see if there's anything you think should be added or changed. Send me an email. When I get home, then I can gather those all together and see if there needs to be major changes done.
I think it looks fantastic.
In the survey. This way it will fit on the back of the membership form that's on the back of the newsletter when it's folded in half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we can also just make two on a page and cut them in half for her to send out with reminders and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was one idea. The second one was we discussed how whether or not our members are really taking the time to read or print out and read the newsletters that are being sent by email. And we don't really have any way of knowing one way or the other. So we discussed the possibility of mailing the newsletter to everybody.
They can go in the garbage just as easily as
well. That's true, they can.
Yes.
But you know, it was suggested that maybe we do it once or twice this year to see whether or not it made any difference before we went whole hog and did it four times a year, or whether we do it at all. I think most people at the retreat thought it would be a good idea, and maybe we should do it twice this year to to see if anybody commented on, oh, you know, I like being able to just sit down and read it, or I think it was Sandy that mentioned that we would have to make the outside of it
exciting,
pretty, or whatever.
Exciting.
Hard
so
to
they
do
don't a, think it's junk mail.
Hard to do in black and white, but you know, something could be done to catch their eye so that maybe they would think twice before they threw it in the trash.
It's worth a try.
Yeah. The comparison sheet, again, is in the back of your packet. It was actually cheaper to have take advantage of Datagraphics mailing service than to mail it out ourselves for that many people, because they get a break on the postage when you send out 200 at a time, and we're buying 50 cent stamps to do it, you know. Plus mailing, well, we've been providing the mailing labels so far, but then they don't need labels. They can print it directly on the form when they're printing the newsletter.
The difference there is, if we did it, well, possibly, right, you need to get the ones that are returned to you from a valid address.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was our return address, we get it.
Yeah. And she didn't say anything about that, but I can ask her about what
but
they do about that.
Our return address,
yeah.
So
yeah. And they would come back here.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was a pretty good deal just to try it once or twice and see if we get any people to comment, or especially if we put the survey in it, see how many of those we get back. I did notice after the last newsletter came out, there was one membership that came in on that form that was on the back of the newsletter that was
either mailed out to somebody or was one of the ones that was laying here for people to take for free. So some people do look at
them. Did anyone, and I was not able to attend the retreat, but I've been thinking a lot about this too, and I was wondering, would there be some way, some perk that we could offer members who bring on another member?
Referrals.
Be friends bring in friends, or friends, mm-hmm. We need to think of some phrase kind of that will be catchy.
A program for, within ourselves to, yeah.
So the members that are already members, mm-hmm. if they bring on one other member,
what do they get?
They get a perk, yeah. What would that be?
I have no idea.
Well, we can promote you to a...
chairman of a committee.
President, you can be president.
Could we afford a free book?
Want to do a newsletter?
The browser?
Only if it's a dollar book.
No, even
they already get a free book for joining, so you know.
Well, yeah,
it would have to be something else.
I never got mine. But if they
another free book.
Yeah, hey.
I didn't hear what Jan said.
Just another free book.
Right, another free book. I mean,
we have plenty.
Free gifts, free books, get them in the store. Yes. Mm-hmm. And when they're here, not only do they get their free book, but they cruise the store. We all chat, and invariably they usually buy something. Mm-hmm. They only be a quarter kids book, but they usually buy something and tell us what a wonderful store we have, mm-hmm. and how they love it and how it's so well organized. And
so to put that out, maybe in a newsletter. Mm-hmm. If you're a member and you bring another member to us, and there'd have to be some form that would link.
Yeah, referred by or something.
Yeah. But then the earlier member will get a free book, and if you join, you too will get a free book in the browser store.
Right. And I don't think we should put any limit on the book.
No,
I mean, I don't either.
I don't
if
think
they want,
there's one
I don't
now.
Think we do.
There's no cost of the books to us.
Yeah.
We're not out any.
No, we're not out any money. That's for certain.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, if they want a $10 coffee table book, please let them have it.
I was going to say, and the problem with that is what? You know? Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Of that.
We still might.
I mean, I know that isn't a fully gelled idea, but something along that line.
I agree. Well, we could put. Maybe you could write up an article for the newsletter.
I can.
And it's not due till the. I mean, it won't go out till the end of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda.
That gives
that's
you
awesome.
Some time to think about it. And
we'll never hear from her again.
Oh yes. No, because yes, we've got a little project going on with a film festival that we don't have completely organized yet. That's why I didn't report.
Yeah,
we
don't
have a report, but we have been meeting. So when I saw that we haven't been meeting, I was thinking, no, that's not quite right.
Well, you know, it was.
But I know, and I did not have anything to report because
it's
not completed yet. But.
Okay, so.
But I can definitely.
So we're going to mail out newsletters.
About.
I did forget
membership.
Something. Two newsletters a year for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of June, we're having a parking lot sale, and I will be begging for volunteers to work it. Just throwing that out there.
Never mind. I'm not here,
Okay. I want us to also do a motion on this to do that. We're going to send out the survey, and that we are going to mail two editions of the newsletter out this year.
Okay.
That's the first and second newsletter.
No, it would be I think the second and the fourth would be the better ones because those will be coming like right before summer activities and right before all the information for the holidays and the annual meeting come out.
Okay.
I think it's important for the newsletter to go out personally.
Right.
Keeps the membership aware that we are.
That we're still here.
They're here and that they're a part of it.
Right.
But I think two times a year is probably enough, don't you?
Well, I think that's enough to give us some idea whether it's making an impact.
As long as it's e-sent. It's not printed.
No, no, no,
we're
talking
about
hard
copies.
Hard copies. We're talking about mailing it this time for those two, second and fourth quarter.
It actually turns out cheaper that way.
Okay, I make a motion that we, for item 13, send out the newsletters, mail the newsletters twice a year this year, including the survey that's been prepared.
Okay.
What was the other thing?
That was it for this one.
Okay. What about the article for the newsletter?
Oh, and the referral article.
The referral article.
Yes, that Linda's going to write.
Right.
And stick that in there saying members will get a free book if they refer somebody and bring them in.
Right.
Like that.
Okay.
Rephrase it, please.
Okay. There were other things.
There's no second.
I thought I heard somebody say second.
No second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Motion carried. I did have one other comment on membership. This is just me thinking off of the top of my head, which sometimes is good and sometimes is not. We did talk a lot about doing things for members or to get members. I like Linda's idea. I've also purchased a display board, you know, those three-way display boards that teachers use kind of thing, and it's only one about this tall. It's not a huge one. That when I get back from vacation, I am going to cover with photographs of people doing things at friends' events and what have you. And I hope I don't have to do this all the time, but other people will help. Everything we have where we expect people to come, wherever it is, whether it's here or in the library parking lot or at some venue for a party, we have a table set up with this display board, our membership forms for joining, and maybe one or two of the scrapbooks that Julie takes time to put together for us. Just as a presence, maybe with a little bowl of candy or something. Here we are. This is what we do. Would you like to be a part of us?
That sounds nice.
What are the windows at the library? Do we ever get to...
Yeah, we do whenever we think we've got something we can put together and put in there, yeah. Again, that's usually booked way ahead, too, so you kind of have to know ahead of time what you want to put in. Patty.
What about trying to get it together to go to the fair this year? Take our table, mm-hmm. our board.
Our tent.
It's usually in July, I think, but I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the state fair?
Yeah.
Whichever that is that's held down.
Yeah, whatever
Fuji Park.
It's called now.
Whatever they call it at Fuji Park.
Yeah.
Not the one at Reno.
I think it is July, but I've not seen any dates.
I'll see if I can scrounge
around. Do we have to pay for a space there?
As a nonprofit, I don't think we do.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, we're back to the, we just need people to man it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I mean places like that, we can take the...
Right.
And farmer's markets come to
farm to market once
in
a
while.
But
you have to pay at farmer's market, don't you?
Do we?
She charges
you know,
everybody.
2 years ago we shared the table with the symphony and the jazz festival table mm-hmm. that they had.
I think they pay.
They were willing to let us coattail on them. I just have another thought on this membership.
What is the issue with paying? You don't like to pay for stuff? Mm. And there you foreclose yourself from participating.
That's true.
Well, cut your nose off to spite your face.
Okay.
You know, even though I am not on Facebook, mm-hmm. I think that is the way. We're talking about wanting to reach new mm-hmm. members and younger people. they're on that constantly.
Right.
But we would need, I'm not capable of doing this because I don't participate in Facebook and don't know how to post on it, etc. But we need to get someone in our organization who does know how to do that and have a very big Facebook presence.
Right.
I learned this from CCVB when they were helping us with the film festival this year. They said that you've got to reach your people through social media.
This
and,
will,
and I don't know who it would
the
be.
Has a
no, we are in the process of hiring a company to do design a new website that will be ours that we can go in and say, hey, we need this change, to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And social media and graphics and signage and Facebook and the whole kit and caboodle.
But the Twitter and Facebook and
Instagram.
What are the, Instagram.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we need to be
using.
Sending out a tweet once a week or whatever, even though I am not a tweet fan.
Right.
Yeah.
But
to
say, we will be
come to the
browser's
bookstore. And if and beyond that, be a member. Support this wonderful group that supports our library.
The only problem with it's not a problem with Twitter, but you're only allowed certain characters, a certain number of characters. So you can't say a whole lot.
It's very limited.
I don't tweet, but I tweet for the store.
Okay.
That's it. I don't play the social media game, but I can do the tweets.
See, I think we're going to hit young people that are just checking their phones all the time.
You have to subscribe to that. Like my husband's a skier, so he is subscribed to North Star and Heavenly, which send him the snow
brief snippets
of
social media notices.
And that will be a part of the social media part of this whole thing.
Because
they
that's
will do it
I,
at least three times a
I
week
think
for us.
We'll start seeing young people get our messages better.
I agree. Hopefully we can have a decision made on that by our May meeting. And because there was a 30-day window where they could apply for the job, and that just closed on Friday. So, and now I'm leaving in the morning, so we can't all get together to make the decision till after I get back. But we should.
Patty, just out of curiosity, that young woman that you signed up the other day, or that was here the other day for the anniversary party?
Birthday party.
Which young lady?
The one that was sitting over here that wanted to be a volunteer.
With black hair?
Yeah. How did she find out about the bookstore?
I do not know. She joined. I saw her membership. And somebody left a 3x5 card on the counter saying, and it looked like she had written it out and asking about volunteer opportunities. I don't know how she wasn't given an application because she didn't know there was one. She now has it. And she said she would get it back to me. It'd
be interesting to know how she, what prompted her.
Right. I can ask her.
Because she's pretty young compared to the rest of the crowd here.
Right.
You mean like about 60?
Yeah. No, younger than that.
She's probably less than 30. She.
You know, another idea on membership might be to send a representative over to high school and give like a $10 student membership for student fees and see if we can't convince some high school people.
That's a good idea.
To become early members and volunteer and come in and look at all our good books and also become a member.
Don't they have to have so many volunteer hours to graduate now? They have to put in so many hours of community service.
I don't know
service.
That, but boy, if they do, that's
they
a
do.
Tie-in, isn't it?
I'm not sure here. I thought the kids across the street had to. There's something either with the Boy Scouts or something that they have to put in so many hours, which would be great.
But, something to look into.
To go, you know, get permission to be there at a lunchtime. And set up a table with our sign.
You have to be vetted.
Is that a work requirement for welfare at the college, at the high school?
I don't know. Good question.
Okay.
But I know I've been involved recently with trying to sign up 17-year-olds mm-hmm. turning 18 before the election. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of tuned into
that
getting the
group.
Youth
yeah.
to sign
right,
on
right.
and become a powerful force
right.
in their communities and in their politics and everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
some
I think
of them
this
for their senior
in.
Projects do that.
Yes.
They get involved with the community
yeah.
projects.
Right.
Cassie's had always
yeah.
had a
and
kid
they,
come in.
Yeah. And they're wonderful. But you have to have a senior project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought there was some community I asked.
But to offer a reasonably priced membership.
Mm-hmm. Because my
might help our forces grow.
Even as a kindergartner, they had to submit so many community hours every year.
Hmm.
But this is in Carmichael County.
Right, yeah.
But
well,
they may have something here.
They might have something like that here, but we can look into
we
that.
Can, we
that
can
would certainly
ask,
be worth looking into.
Do the students have to do volunteer hours? If they do, we want to be on the list for them to...
Every time we have any have that show up in here, we tell them we don't have anything for them to do. Because it does get to a point where you've got more bodies back
okay.
there than you've got, you know, so you got to be careful.
And then if we train
the little kids, you have to make arrangements, especially 5 years old. And I made the arrangements for them.
That's
then.
How the
and they volunteered at the National Tropical Botanical Gardens in Hawaii.
You can't work unless you're trained and then you never train them.
Yeah, but you have to make arrangements so
excuse
because
me.
You have to get paperwork signed
yeah,
you that you were there.
No, I didn't hear all of what you said.
I said, I think that if you better make a pre-meeting, I'm not trying to interfere here in a second.
No, I'm waiting till we finish this membership thing before we move on.
Yeah, that's what I was interested in.
Anyway.
I think it's a good deal. All I've ever thought of is that if you tell people that before they can work, they have to be trained,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I think you defeat
and
your purpose.
You can't just show up. You have to let them know.
That's
that
right. You can't just show up.
That's not training, in my opinion. That's just, you know, scheduling.
Yes, you need to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. I'm only real. I'm real hostile.
Maybe we could call it something
it.
Different. Like
years ago,
you have to shadow someone
to
learn
to work,
the procedures.
And then when they would come in and say, how about me? I've been on
maybe
the
that isn't as
list
distasteful
years.
As the word training.
How come I never get called when you've
I don't
never
know.
Been trained?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Wow, that doesn't
yes.
happen here.
I don't know anymore. See, I'm out of it. So all I'm just telling you is that if you want members and the prerequisite for membership working is training, then you have to schedule for training as well.
And we do that.
Amongst all the grumbling and... Yeah.
You know, I mean that when someone comes in and asks about being a volunteer, if they've never been in the store, they get a tour of the store, explain what we do, mm-hmm. blah 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 blah. They're given an application and told that part of the responsibility of working here is to learn to use the square.
Mm.
Because most of the new volunteers coming in would be cashiers. Kind of all the other slots are filled. We have talked about having shadow volunteers for shelvers because when someone goes on vacation, it can get pretty ugly back there because things, you know, stack up. So that's something we're working on, but they have to learn to use the square.
I see.
That's bottom line.
The kids would already know how to
do it. Yeah, they would already know that because it's so simple.
But they still need to learn your processes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And if that
and the schedule.
The hours that they could charge for community service, they don't care what they're doing as long as you get signed off that you were there for so many hours.
Right. That's probably true. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's all worth looking into, like trying to get our presence in the high school and see what we can come up with. And so the last thing on our agenda is a discussion and possible action on a major fundraiser, which didn't go very far at the retreat either, so I don't know if we'll have any better luck tonight or not. I was hoping that we could build on the the wave that the library's gotten for their nomination of the National Medal, and hopefully by the end of the month we'll know whether they actually won it or not, which we could build on anymore. And that the way we could then build on just doing something in the library where we could take people, we could have different types of food, different vendors of craft beer and wine in different sections of the library, different types of music playing in different parts of the library so they have to wander around, you know, all that sort of stuff. We would have demonstrations of the virtual reality available for those who can't quite figure out what they're talking about when you mention virtual reality. And possibly offer babysitting so that younger people would be more likely to come. They would have to pay for the babysitting. We wouldn't be paying for it. And that was just an idea I had talked a little bit with Sina about. She came up with a lot of that, but I just mentioned that we should try to do something to show off the new library and the buzz they're getting from this National Medal nomination. Not people in this room, because we've all been people who really participate in the New Year's Eve party, but some people have said that the New Year's Eve party is running into a static body, if you will, because there's a lot of people that are gone over the holidays. So you can't get the participation. And without the participation, I noticed, especially this last year, it really affected our income on auctions, raffles,
sure,
all of that. And there's also, and we needed a new location because there's the city businesses and city officials are having a feud with Millard and boycotting his place of business. So we needed to do something about that if we wanted to attract a bigger, more affluent crowd.
I talked with them about that.
Yeah.
The manager and my brother. So that's not true at all. I've never heard of it. If that's being circulated, it's among a very limited crowd. And Millard's debt really is $300,000.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not millions or anything else.
Well,
like
I didn't know how much.
They think
it
it's a bunch of bullshit. I don't know. It may be just an excuse not to show up, but I don't think that it's as widespread as we think.
Okay, well, it might not be city officials, but because I did the last time I heard anybody mention it, it was more business people than city officials. So that he had stiffed a lot of businesses for stuff, but I don't really know. I'm not into those kind of politics kind of things. I thought
we had a good deal there.
Well,
we have to be.
Yeah, right.
You have to make decisions based around that.
Wouldn't the chamber know if that was true? Maybe.
I don't know.
Nobody at the chamber?
I don't know. Be worth asking about.
Ask Ronnie.
Well, don't put beans in her nose.
Don't do what?
Yeah.
You know the mother that went down to the corner grocery store for an instant, turned to her two small kids, said, "I'm going to run down to the corner store. I'll be right back. Whatever you do while I'm gone, don't put beans in your nose."
And so, of course, they did.
Thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
The logic is, don't give Ronnie any movement.
I'm not sure she's the one that I would ask.
Sina is the one that had mentioned that it was the Board of Supervisors, and apparently that's not accurate. And then my input was that he had stiffed Ace Hardware. That's the only other one.
Well, somebody else told me it was more than one business, but it was.
Ace Hardware don't even exist here anymore.
That's why. Yeah.
Because of him?
Well, they went bankrupt. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Because of Millard?
I'm sure that was part of it, not the whole thing.
nothing to do with Lowe's and Home Depot being right?
Okay.
Probably not.
But I think we should still consider the New Year's Eve party if we could possibly pair up with somebody.
How about the film group here?
Well, I was wondering if...
we don't need a venue.
I know that some people don't like to dress up, but others do. How about a party where you would come as your favorite
actor,
book character? Mm-hmm. Well, we already had
good.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
That movie masquerade where you came dressed as your favorite movie character.
Right.
But a book theme might be another way to have people costume and make it a costume party for New Year's Eve.
But we still need a venue,
yeah,
and the fact that people are out of town. We need people. We need bodies present with wallets in their pockets to vote in.
The New Year's Eve would be the prime time for
right.
this. But a costume party where you would come costumed as your favorite book character.
Book character. Well, and you could do that most anytime.
Any time of the year, and we could. We could choose a time that might be a little downtime for the rest of the events going on in town.
It's hard to find one. But we do need to have at least one major fundraiser a year.
Maybe during April, a book month, National Book Month.
Well, April. Today's April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's...
So now we're talking next year.
Next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what New Year's Eve would be.
No, that's this year.
Next year.
No, this year.
It's counted in this year, though.
This year, 2018.
And it really screws her up when I put something in on the first.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
But, yeah.
The point
just
being,
on the register.
Point being is that it's a year, damn near a year out. 9 months, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, that's, in my mind, pretty close to a year out.
It is. It gives us time to do something, but I guess what I'm asking is, do you still want to do something then, or do you want to try something different?
I would like to stick with the news. You know, everybody, every group that I belong to has at least one thing a year that everyone in town seems to look forward to, and they're not pressed by having competition on that same day, even though we only have 3 good months. So with Cassie, they have their Bark, Wine, and Dine. The women have their fashion show. I mean, it's all over town, but it's one thing. And our thing has been, because of the foundation started this, the New Year's Eve party. And no one else was doing that. I don't know if anybody else is doing it now anymore.
Yeah. Casinos are, but I don't know if there's any other group that knew.
Yeah.
But, anybody who asked me about it,
too.
I said, the casinos will charge you still for their meal, and you're sitting there with drunks listening to loud music and smoky-filled rooms, and you're out on the road at midnight with all the drunks. Our party is over at 10. You can come and have a good time and be home by midnight,
or you go
to
that
with
party.
You can go to the party elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
But
finding a venue, finding some place to have it.
But would be easier now than it was when we started it up again, because I was specifically looking for somebody who had high ceilings and would let us do the balloon drop. There aren't that many places in town that'll let you do that. But if we stick with the confetti guns like we used last year, you can do that any place. So... I don't know. I'm sure that the Boys and Girls Club must charge for anybody besides themselves to use their facility. I don't know whether they let you decorate like the Plaza was letting me do things that she said he didn't really want us to do, but kind of thing.
That room, that Boys and Girls Club is
I have
horrendous
not been over there.
To decorate.
Yeah, because it must
so
be huge.
Odd.
Yeah.
And certain...
It's huge.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like a football field.
And three stories high on the inside.
Where you had that movie-themed character, Halloween party, what did they charge?
Over at the golf club.
I
can't remember. I think it was $1,000 for the venue.
Yeah, she charges for the venue. I talked to her about doing the New Year's Eve party there. She and I didn't see eye to eye.
Who was that?
Terry McNutt.
From where?
Silver Oak.
Oh.
Golf Club. Yeah. Because she was going to, because of the way that big room was shut off, she was going to put the band and the music in the other room, you know, and she would, her ceiling wasn't high enough for the balloon drop, and there was just things that, oh, and she charged for this, and she charged for that, and, you know, it was.
So much for the fundraiser.
Yeah. And that's another reason I said, fundraising, this, even the New Year's Eve party, you don't pay for the party, you don't make any money selling the tickets to the party. The tickets pay for the food and the bar set up. We don't pay for everything in the bar set up. You make your money, your profit, on the silent auction and the live auction and the raffle. We didn't have that much participation this year. I bet there were only three things that went for what they were valued at. So to me, that's not supporting the library. That's looking for a bargain.
But you really do have to have really good raffle items. And so many raffles I've been to recently have not been anything I've wanted to bid on. And so...
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a, you got to have
really neat stuff.
You got to have people who are willing to donate.
Dry.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Yeah, they are just, you know, they get up by everybody and down.
Yeah.
And it's against the law to buy something to raffle, right?
Better not be, because that's what I did last year.
Our best raffle items are probably things that individuals donate from their home.
Like
something
what?
They don't want anymore.
Oh.
A painting of whatever or whatever. They donate it, and those raffle for a pretty good price usually. More so than the gift baskets where you go and gather up all the things from merchants and stuff.
Well, and I think restaurants, overnight stays, weekend getaways, that kind of thing, people will bid on. Because you can get them.
Not unless you can get the overnight things from further away than right here in town.
Because you have experience with that too.
Restaurants are usually good things to get good bids on, but it's getting harder and harder to get the big, well-known restaurants in town to donate. They ignore you.
We should stretch out into Reno and Tahoe and...
You know, and all that sort of stuff. So all I'm saying is I've done this for 10 years now and somebody else needs to be doing it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the connections that some other people do and I am getting tired of being ignored. So
it hurts to be invisible.
Yeah. Not by this group, but by
the vendors.
No, but I bid on that. I bid on that stuff from PBS, if they still have their annual auction. And I agree with exactly what you have to. I have approached that auction as saying, if I want something, I'm going to pay the price that I would pay for it downtown. Okay, because first of all, it's not, you're not going to get a real bargain. And second of all, you have to say this is for the good of PBS, and you just bid on it if you want, and sometimes you get it, and sometimes you don't.
Right.
But the moral behind it is just not go expecting a bargain. If you go in expecting a bargain, you know, then we've got it pitched wrong. Anyway. I agree with you, though, but you've done a wonderful job, Mike.
Oh, I know.
I mean, seriously. And I don't blame you for getting tired. But.
I don't know what else to do. I don't want to leave you guys in a lurch, but...
Children have to leave home.
It's true. And, you know, we can only put so many things off till later, and then you get a whole year of not raising any money at all, except what we're making here at the store.
Well, you may want to put that in your newsletter.
along with all the other stuff.
All the other stuff, and say, hey,
you know,
know,
I really want me to vent in the newsletter.
You know,
who has a great fundraising idea?
Well, no, our New Year's Eve party is up for grabs. It's going down the tubes unless, you know, unless we get some people to step up to the plate and help out and volunteer and just put a plea in there. You know, this is what we do. We've got one huge percupta thing that we can do once a year. Let's get some volunteers. Yeah. Come on, people.
Event.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's no action to take on this tonight because we're still just looking around, but...
I'd like to see it still come to fruition, but...
Well, you're going to have to do the work then. Why don't you take lead position on putting it together?
I'm a grunt. I will do the grunt work.
I have heard that for... I don't tell you how many years now.
Yeah.
All the people who belong to this organization. Oh, I'm not a leader. I'm just a worker bee.
Yeah.
Well, next. Worker bees have to have a queen bee.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, that's what we're... I mean, but you're the only one promoting it. You're the only one promoting it.
I'm not the only one promoting it.
Well, right now you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then I'll renege on my promotion.
But this is the second time you've brought it up.
Okay.
Well, no, it's on the agenda. It's not this.
At the workshop.
It's on the agenda.
It was
right
on
here.
The agenda. At the workshop, too.
Yes.
I didn't bring it up.
And Bill brought up the idea of hiring an event organizer, which I did not have the chance to look up to see how most of them are paid. I know some of them are paid a percentage of what your event earns, but I don't know if all of them are that way, you know.
Here's what I look at for this organization. We have, $150,000 in the bank. And you're going, well, wait a minute now. What are we going to do with that? Well, let's figure out whether we should get 0.8% interest or 1.5% interest. Well, the difference is probably the cost of an event organizer on that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now we're going to walk away from that. Okay? Because we're not going to go out and farm and shop the interest rates. We're terrified that we might have to draw it out and incur an early withdrawal penalty. You put it away. But if you're going to walk away from that kind of interest money, then why aren't you spending it on something like an event organizer and quit worrying about... we can't spend any money on this kind of thing. You're going to have to spend money at some point in time if you can't find people to volunteer.
Okay.
So, put it in your thinking that, okay, we can spend money.
Okay.
What kind of training does an event organizer get today? Is it a college course? Is it a...
You get a degree.
I think some of them are, yeah.
Why don't you call the college and see if they have people that are in...
Event organizers in training?
No, people that are in those classes that would do it at a reduced rate for the experience.
Why are you worrying about rate?
Well, because people are worried about spending too much.
Who is?
Why, you're the one that originally said they cost a lot.
I didn't say don't spend it.
But if that's a concern, and you might get a better deal from somebody that's really chomping at the bit to make a name for themselves.
Something else I can look up on the internet when we get home in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a wedding planner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or bar mitzvahs.
Well,
meantime.
Dr. Lodge likes to push those.
In the meantime, everybody be thinking of ideas. And people who are willing to speak up and
step up
and give people orders. I've gotten pretty good at it. But I'm tired of it. It's not me. And I'm getting tired of playing that role. That's basically what it is. So,
Gee, Bill would be good at that.
unless there's
quite a few years.
Anybody else has anything else, then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move.
Can we do that?
All right.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Please take cupcakes with you.
Yes.
Seven, six, five.
What else we got?